You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Someone once told me that the best place to hide a dead body is on page 2 of Google, because nobody ever looks there. In today's conversation, we're going to talk about how you can avoid being lost among the dead bodies. We're going to talk about search engine optimization, SEO, both basics and some more advanced techniques for some of you who have already got a running start. But let's start with some really basic facts. The first is that there are between 40 and 60 billion, that's billion with a B, searches every single month on Google.com in the United States. And so as you're trying to claw your way to the top of the page, there's a lot of search going on and a lot of people competing for the top spot. You have to remember that Google is, at the core, an advertising platform. Yes, it's a search tool and it's a great resource for all of us, but they make their money selling advertising. And so what they want when someone does a Google search, they want to be able to show their ads, and because only about 10% of people will click on the ads, they want to serve up good information that is relevant and interesting so that people will keep coming back over and over to Google, because they know that sooner or later, while most of the time you go to the organic information, every now and then you're going to click on one of those ads. And they also know that if the information that you find on Google isn't worthwhile and isn't valuable, sooner or later you're going to turn to another search engine. That's what happened to AskJeeves.com and some of the other early search engines. The results got so cluttered with bad content that people stopped using the tools. And so by creating rules that drive the very best content to the top, Google is actually protecting their investment. The next thing that you need to know about Google is that they are smart. Their search spiders take advantage of a lot of artificial intelligence, and the rules that they use to evaluate content have been refined and refined and refined. In addition to the spiders and the machines reading web content, there's an army of human beings that are double checking as well. And so trying to game the system, stuff a lot of keywords in a page in a way that really isn't useful information will backfire. Not only won't you rank for the word that you want to rank on, but your entire website may be scored as spammy and never show up. You can game the system for a little while and it'll drive traffic, but it won't drive sales. Because if you don't have good information on your website, information that answers the questions the customers are looking for, it doesn't matter where you rank, you're not going to get the traffic. And because Google is focused on the total customer experience, beyond just the keywords, they will evaluate your site on criteria such as whether or not it's fast. If the pages don't load quickly, you're going to get a lower score. If your website is more than a few years old and it's not mobile responsive, you're going to get a lower score and you're going to hurt your chances of showing up when people go looking on Google for companies like yours. And finally, it's important to remember that SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. You cannot SEO a website and walk away for a year. That's not how it works. SEO is an ongoing activity. because you're going to make changes to your website and your competitors are going to make changes to theirs. You need to continually be tweaking and adding new information and giving search engines and human beings new reasons to come back time and time again. So as we're looking at SEO and kind of the rules for SEO, I sort of break it down into what I call the R's. Are you paying attention? And R is in quotes, because you need to be paying attention to research, realistic targets, real estate, relevant content, relationships, and revenue, not rankings. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to talk about each of these different R's. And I'm going to start with research. In order to have a website that is an effective website that ranks well when a search engine looks at it, it is important that you start by thinking like your customer. That you have to look at the world not based on how you would talk about it, but how your average customer would talk about it. Think about the steps that they go through when they're buying.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.